Despite the economic heat, obedience will exempt you.
Amen.
Come on, let me hear your loudest amen. You never suffer the heat of this economic crunch in your family. Obedience. Go to the pool called Siloam and wash. He went and washed and came back saying, noiseless breakthrough. By the act of obedience. Tell the children of Israel that they go forward. You mean, can't God see the Red Sea? Go forward. And we saw the picture painted in Psalm 114. The sea saw them, it fled. When God says go, go.
Yes, sir.
Barriers will clear the way.
Amen.
Barriers will clear off your way.
Amen.
I said the barriers will clear off your way.
Amen.
The barriers will clear off your way.
Amen.
Somebody believe God is speaking to him. Let me hear your loudest amen. Lift up your two hands. Ask the Lord right now. Give me raw encounter with the treasures of your word today. The Lord sent a word into Jacob, letter upon Israel. Now, give me an encounter with the treasures of your word today. Now, thank him at the same time for the privilege of being in his presence. Thank him at the same time. Now, Jesus, I want an encounter with the treasures of your word, not the stories, the treasures of your word today. I desire an encounter with the treasures of your word today. I desire an encounter with the treasures of your word today. I desire an encounter with the treasures of your word today. I desire an encounter with the treasures of your word today. Jesus, I desire an encounter with the treasures of your word today. Jesus, I desire an encounter with the treasures of your word today. Jesus, I desire an encounter with the treasures of your word today. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, in Jesus' precious name. How many have had some encounter in the past with the word of the Lord? How many has had God spoken to them specifically before on certain issues and how they turn out? Amazing. How many have had that experience before? One quiet day, I heard from the Lord. For the Lord thy God bless you, as I promise you, and thou shalt lend to many nations, but, thou shalt not borrow. The but came out like red letters. I said, why? He said, because the servant is lender to the borrower. A borrower is servant to the lender. I said, why? You cannot serve two masters. You have to choose one and despise the other. I said, I despise you lenders. If it means doing without food for weeks and never beg, I enter into a covenant. When God speaks to me, I just enter. Now, that was October 4, 1981. This is 19 what now? This is 2018. Been tempted to. I've lived at my level for time. One word settled me from what has messed up many ministries. One word. Now, today, your own word will come.
Amen.
That will settle that issue of concern in your life forever. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Give the Lord a big hand of praise. It's my new dawn era. Please get seated. One more time, give Jesus the biggest clap of it. Obedience gateway to realms of noiseless breakthroughs. You are in your new dawn era. You are in your era of noiseless breakthroughs, where new things that make great news happen on their own accord. Let me hear your loudest amen. Where nobody hears your noise, yet they keep hearing your news. That's your new realm. That's your new realm. That's your new realm. You have to locate where this church is, because there is no billboard in town. You have to find it. Amen. There is no radio jingles. There is no TV advert. There is no newspaper advert. You don't have to make noise to make news. No. I pray that that realm of noiseless breakthrough becomes your new realm. And we saw pictures of this in scriptures, like the case of Peter, who was frustrated all night and caught nothing. And within minutes, the nets began to break, and the boats began to sink from the same water. They haven't left. It's the same water. It's the same water. No matter the economic heat, obedience will exempt you. Amen. Come on, let me hear your loudest amen. You never suffer the heat of this economic crunch in your family. Obedience. Go to the pool called Siloam and wash. He went and washed and came back saying, noiseless breakthrough. By the act of obedience. Tell the children of Israel that they go forward. You mean, can't go see the Red Sea? Go forward. And we saw the picture painted in Psalm 114. The sea saw them, it fled. When God says go, go. Yes, sir. Barriers will clear the way. Amen. Barriers will clear off your way.
Amen.
I said the barriers will clear off your way. The barriers will clear off your way. Somebody believe God is speaking to him. Let me hear your loudest amen. Obedience. 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 God's word is 75% instructions and 25% principles. And we saw that in 2 Chronicles, or in 2 Timothy 3 and verse 16 and 17. All scriptures given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, principles, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, the three of them instruction, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished and prepared unto every good work. So engaging the principles of scriptures without embracing the instructions makes a frustrated believer. You have to engage with the instructions. It's 75% of the test. No matter what you make out of 25%, you are still a failure. The instructions is where your scores are. The instructions is where your scores are. These principles are all over the places. I mean, Harvard has it, stole many of them from scriptures. Since there is no copyright, you can copy this. Amen. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's life right. No copyright. I just copy. So they dissect it and bring out some things and call it their principles. But I tell you, the instructions is where your marks are.
Yes, sir.
Now, I learned a few things about church growth, but now the Lord instructed moving here. Contrary to all the principles. Contrary to all the principles of church growth. And we moved in here and he came up with us. And he's doing what he's doing. Instructions. Instructions. Take fast hold of instructions. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. So your life is a function of your engagement of the instructions. The principles are okay. But the instructions is where your real life is determined. And that's why obedience is gateway to our realms of noiseless breakthroughs. If you will diligently hearken to my voice and observe to do what I tell you to do, I will set on high above all nations. Above all nations. That your obedience is priceless. In terms of delivery, I'll settle above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings will come to you and overtake you if you will hearken. So he just wraps it up. Verse 1, put it again, verse 2. And then the catalog of blessings listed. And in verse 13, if thou shalt hearken. So it's all about obedience to the instructions of scriptures. Creates your enviable future. Anybody can tell what the future holds. I've been crying that over the years. By doing what God says to do today, anybody can tell what the future holds for him by doing what God tells him to do today. Anybody can tell. I was walking in the reality of my future. I've been doing that a long time. Praise God. I could see it coming. I see extreme old age coming. So I'm not just planning. You see, everything I'm doing is portraying the arrangement for old age. Praise God. Arrangement for it. You get to my house, I don't have to come down to go to my office. I just cross the bridge and get there. Because when I'm 100 and 120, I won't be jumping up and down. I'll be conserving my energy to live better.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Anybody can tell the future. It's not a game. If you are going to heaven, you know. If you are not going, you know. Somebody once said, I know I'm not going to heaven. But I will take you along. So if people are not going, they know. Anybody can tell what the future holds by doing what God tells him to do today. Anybody can tell. If you hearken to my voice and observe to do all his commandments that I commanded this day, the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. So you are going there. Nobody here will die in the valley. Thank you, Jesus. So we've been running this series, Kingdom Advancement Prayer Commandment. Every commandment of scriptures is for our profiting. If you check Deuteronomy 28 and verse 1 to 13, there is nothing for anybody else but you. You shall be the head and not the tail, We shall be above only and not beneath. No, we shall be above only. You. So every commandment of scriptures is absolutely for your benefit and my benefit. There is nothing to God's benefit there. Okay, I'm not going to pray. He said, if I don't have any intercessor, my own hand will bring me salvation. Isaiah 59 verse 16. I was amazed that there was no intercessor. So my arm brought salvation unto him. His hand brought salvation unto him. God does not need intercession to execute his agenda. You pray for your sake. You don't pray for your sake. The blessing that accrue to those who pray, you miss it. If he can't get no intercessor, he will still be right on there doing it. We were 68 people in the powerhouse. I think about 5 have anything to do with this ministry today. Some are not even born again anymore. We were 68. Majority doesn't carry the vote with God. It's the same thing with God. To bring victory with many or with a few. 1 Samuel 14:6. May your seat not be vacant.
Amen.
May your crown not be lost.
Amen.
His name is the I am that I am. You obey him, is I am. You disobey him, is I am. You insult him, is I am. You turn your back on him, is I am. You call him bad names, is I am. You call him good names, is I am. He said, tell Pharaoh, I am, I sent him. That means I'm the same one. What to do, what to don't do, notwithstanding. May we come awake.
Amen.
Amen. Of his fullness have we all received. So we don't have anything. The silver is his and the gold is his. He only gave us some. So he cannot be depending on what he gave you. He gave you. So there is nothing about you and me that imparts on God. Everything we do impacts positively on our lives. What we don't do impacts negatively on our lives. Every commandment of scriptures is absolutely for my profiting. Can we say that together? Say it convincingly. Now we're looking at the commandment of kingdom advancement prayers. We've been trying to check a few commandments and learn how to connect with them and be able to assess what they carry for us. Kingdom Advancement Prayer Commandment. Jesus taught his disciples to pray, after this manner shall ye pray, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is done in heaven. Thy kingdom come, your will be done on earth. Thy kingdom come. So, the priority of Christ for our prayer life is kingdom advancement prayer. Thy kingdom come means advance your kingdom, enlarge your kingdom, build your church, the gates of heaven notwithstanding, save the lost, establish them in the faith, carry them through to heaven, empower them to live the overcomer's life, rescue the souls of men from their captors. Rewrite their stories. Continue to send us your word in our services to refine the destinies, recover the destinies, refine the destiny of men. You're just kingdom-focused prayers. Kingdom promotion prayers. What is it? Is a platform of kingdom stewardship. man shall be rewarded according to his own labor. And he said, God who sees you in secret sees you behind closed doors in prayers. He will reward you openly. Now, that suggests that prayer is a kingdom stewardship that attracts reward. Matthew 6 and Matthew 6, 17 and 18. Fasting and prayers attract rewards. Now, prayer for yourself only attracts answers. Kingdom advancement prayer is what attracts rewards. God will only grant what you request if you pray according to his will. But he will reward what you invest. Kingdom advancement prayer is a form of spiritual investment that guarantees open dividends. He will grant what he requests, and the Lord granted him that which he requested. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 and 10. But he will reward what you invest. He will reward what you invest. May your prayer investment portfolio be on the rise. And may your open reward be on the rise along with it. Jesus taught them that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Now, if he that asketh receiveth, you seek, you find, you know, it's open. I mean, you can't be always in need. It's talking about praying kingdom advancement prayers. I will build my church. The gate of hell will continue to stand against his forward movement. But you stand in prayers and clear the gate of hell off the path of the growth and advancement of my church. Partner with me. Let's go it together. So kingdom advancement prayer is a lifelong ministry. What do I call it? You know, we had an operation last year, Operation Prayer for Life. It's a lifelong ministry. It's an opportunity for your continuous advancement in life. It's a service problem that keeps opening up chapter after chapter, God's glorious plan for your life. It's a commandment. Also recognize that every growing church is a praying church. And every praying church will remain a growing church. So, where prayer stops is where growth stops. The most effective weapon of growth is prayers. Kingdom advancement prayers. I will yet be inquired of this by the house of Israel to do for them, and I will increase them with men like a flock. Ezekiel 36 and verse 37. Who gave herself continually to prayers, and so the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied greatly. When they switched over to prayer, explosive growth came on. Acts chapter 6, verse 4 and 7. Has also proved to be the most effective sequel of harvest in scriptures. We saw a very graphic picture of this in Isaiah 66, verse 7 and 8. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man child who has had such a thing, who has seen such a thing. Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, the earth brought forth in one day. And the nation was born at once. As soon as Zion travailed in prayer, the unimaginable happened. You say, is that true? Yes. Ask Darius. Through the prayer ministry of Daniel, there was a decree over all the nations of the earth that the God of Daniel is the only living God. Everybody should fear and fall before him. Daniel 6 and verse 25 to 27. The earth was ripped in one day. Hear what the king said. Now, he said to all the nations under the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. My name is King Darius. I wrote out to all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth. What are you writing, King? I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. Now, that simply means all men from today, you start worshiping the God of Daniel. The image I set up is counseled. Amen. The image I set up is counseled. Because the God of Daniel is the living God. His throne endures forever. He passed a decree. His kingdom shall be unto the end. His dominion cannot be destroyed. Amen.
Amen.
And he went on in verse 27 of the same chapter. Celebrating the same thing. He delivereth and rescueth. And he worketh wonders in heaven and in earth. Who has delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. And this Daniel prospered. Verse 28. Amen.
Amen.
There is nobody who engages in this stewardship that does not prosper. And this Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius. Prospered in the reign of Cyrus the Persian. Bible says he was relevant to that government for 65 years. You don't grow stale serving God. Daniel was praying 3 times a day in the face of death. In the face of death. No, I better die than bow to the graven image of any king. Oh, dear. You remember the story of Elijah? The prayer lion. Now, he prayed, the fire of the Lord fell. Amen. And all the people in the nation shouted, ah, the Lord is the God. The Lord is the God. Baal worship ended in one day in a whole nation. So it has happened before. It will happen again.
Yeah.
It will happen again.
Yeah.
May each one here become an anointed Elijah.
Yeah.
On the prayer altar.
Yeah.
An anointed Daniel.
Yeah.
On the prayer altar.
Yeah.
There is no software to church growth. It's prayerware. You don't know how to position yourself in prayers, you can't see growth. You don't stay on, growth will stop. Now in Jesus' name, because as the church grows, God glorifies those who are in partnership with him. Therefore, in the growth of this church shall be the manifestation of the glory of God in your life. You believe it? Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. What are we praying again? We are praying for the sent word that heals and delivers. Psalm 107 verse 20. We are praying for the right word that establishes the liberty of the saints. How forcible our right words. Job chapter 6 verse 23, verse 25. What are we praying? We are praying for the word in season that comes to address your issues and brings you a refreshing. Isaiah chapter 50 and verse 4. What is in all this for me? Number one, supernatural favor is in kingdom advancement prayer for you and me. Seek ye first the kingdom of God in prayers, among others, and all these things shall be added to you. That is favor, favor, favor. Now, I decree access to realms of fearful favor in your life. Psalm 102 and verse 13 to 15. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yet the said time is come. For thy servants taketh pleasure in the stones of Zion, and favor the very dust thereof. Therefore, the heathen shall fear the name of the Lord, and all the kings of the earth thy glory. Fearful favor, humbling glory, they will begin to attend to you from now. Somebody believe that? Let me hear your loudest amen. What is the need for me? Supernatural change of status. You saw Nehemiah praying and fasting to see the glory of God restored back to Jerusalem. It's a picture of the kingdom of God. And you saw he took his life in his hand and approached the king, and now favor answered. Now, he embarked on his journey, began to walk selflessly. Before 52 days, he had become a governor. From a cup bearer, supernatural change of status. Now, Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19, which we are all very familiar with, the Bible says, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them shall make merry, and I will multiply them. They shall not be few. I will also glorify them. They shall not be small. They will no longer be mediocres. I will turn them to stars. Because they partner with me in multiplying my church. I will turn them to stars. Now, he said, their children also shall be as aforetime. Amen. And their congregation shall be established before me. And I will punish all that oppress them. Nobody targeting you for evil will escape. Amen. And their noble shall be of themselves. I will change their level. Every ordinary person here, God is turning you to a noble. Amen. And their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. For who is this that engages his heart to seek unto me? So engaging your heart in kingdom advancement endeavors turns you from a person to a noble. And turns you to a governor. Hallelujah. One that has no identity before. Amen. Your level is changing. Amen. Supernatural change of status is in this thing. Fearful favor is in this thing. Wiping away of shame and reproach is in it. Every move of God wipes away shame and reproach from God's people. He said, you shall eat in plenty, glorify the name of the Lord, and my people shall never be ashamed. Joel chapter 2, verse 23, all the way to 27. Now, every move of God is ordained to wipe away shame and reproach. Now, in the name of Jesus, every trace of shame and reproach is wiped away from your life today. In that prophetic move of God in Isaiah 61, it said, for your shame, you shall have double. Amen. So for every shame you have ever experienced, God will deck you with double glory in return. Amen. Every move of God is ordained to wipe away shame and reproach from God's people. In Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, it said, the Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty, he will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his law. He will joy over thee with singing. Now, in verse 18, he said, and I will gather them that are of sorrowful heart, sorrowful for this solemn assembly, those who are of thee, of whom the reproach of this land was a burden. Verse 19, he said, behold, at that time, all those who are praying, enough of this shame, enough of this reproach, Lord, build your church, let your glory be made manifest. He said, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee. Amen. And I will save her that hurt her, and gather her that was even her, and I will get thee praise and fame in every land where you have been put to shame. Let me hear your loudest amen. Well, I'll give thee a name and fame in all the land where you have been put to shame. You will never suffer shame again in your life. Yeah. What is in this thing for me? Open rewards. Come and say open rewards. Rewards that cannot be hidden. Open rewards. Open rewards. Open rewards. That's your new realm. That's your new realm. That's your new realm. I said, that's your new realm. David could not stand the assault on God and his army by one empty Goliath. He had been praying 3 times a day. David prayed 3 times a day. Psalm 55 and verse 17. In the morning, at noon, and in the evening will I cry. Amen. Openly God decorated him. David has slain his 10,000 and Saul his 1,000. And Saul became very angry. And David just rose overnight. In the name of Jesus, you are the next in the line. Thank you, Father. Now, very simple. In Isaiah 59 verse 8, it said, the way of peace they know not. There is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever walk therein shall not know peace. There is the way to your freedom. When you know it, will be free. Now, generational causes look so fearful. How can I come out? Look so fearful. Well, this is what the Lord said. Don't struggle with those causes. Just come under my blessings and the causes will clear off your life. To be free from causes, just come under the blessings of God, because no one blessed of God can be caused by man or devils. No one blessed of God can be caused by man or devils. Anyone that attempts to curse a man blessed by God, God curses him back in return. So, what do I do? Just come under the blessings of God and you'll be free forever from all curses, including generational curses. Why? How can I curse whom God has not cursed? Numbers 23 and verse 8. And how shall I defy whom the Lord has not defied? No matter the forces hired to curse you, when you are under God's blessings, you remain uncursable. Balak said to Balaam, come over here, sacrifice, help me curse Israel. And he said, Balaam, hey, I can. Verse 20. He said, behold, I have received a commandment to bless, and God has blessed, and I cannot reverse it. When you are blessed of God, no professional cursing prophet can reverse it.
Amen.
No wicked witches and wizards can reverse it.
Amen.
When you are blessed of God, you cannot be caused by man or devils.
Amen.
Can I hear your loudest amen?
Amen.
How do I get under God's blessings? People have taught you just praise. No. Serving God in truth and in deed is the only way to abide under his blessings. Thou shalt serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. You shall not be barren nor cast your young in the land. And the number of your days I will fulfill. Thou shalt serve, and I shall bless. Thou shalt serve, and I shall take sickness away from you. So generational cause sicknesses, generational failures, everything clears the way. When you are dedicated to serving God and the interests of his kingdom, you walk free from all causes. You walk free from all causes. He said, if they will obey and serve him, what happens? They shall spend their days in prosperity. Generational causes notwithstanding. Hereditary causes notwithstanding. Diabolical causes notwithstanding. Occultic causes notwithstanding. They shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. If they will obey and serve him, they'll be free from the concerns of others in the world. If they will obey and serve him. Serving God is gateway to abiding under his blessing, which is the key to your liberty and my liberty from all causes. Oh. Now, no more struggles. Serving God is not a gift, it's a choice. Joshua 24 verse 15, choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. It's a choice. But go beyond the choice of it, enter into a covenant to serve him, and he will give you rest around about. Go beyond a choice. Your choice may be suspended by circumstances. Enter into a covenant as they did in 2 Chronicles 15 verse 12. And they entered into a covenant to serve the God of their father with all their heart. And verse 15, and the Lord gave them rest round about. And verse 19, there was no more war. You know something? War ends in your life today.
Amen.
I was hosting an interview. They said, what are your challenges in ministry? I said, I don't know. Where are they? Where are the challenges? Sir, you can't have the challenges and not know. I can't find them. I said, let me think. Challenges, where are you? Where are you, challenges? Where are you, challenges? I'll give you rest round about. I entered the Royal Covenant September 12, 1976. You may be tired hearing, I'm not tired saying it. It was a day of encounter with destiny for me. Amen. I said, I can't see challenges. And they were asking me the question that 2 years in ministry. What are the challenges? No. I said, what of people who are insulting you? No, that's not a challenge. That's communication. No, I can't see the challenges.
Mm.
There is a place called roundabout rest.
Amen.
You are entering that now.
Amen.
You are entering that now. Now, in serving God lies your health insurance. What is it? And health is wealth. You know that beginning from this day, as you enter into a covenant or renew your covenant of stewardship, you won't smell sickness again.
Amen.
Let me hear your amen like somebody who believes it. Because every branch in me that bears fruit, I will make fit. So you can keep bearing more fruit. John 15 and verse 2. I will make fit. I will be his personal physician. Anybody bearing fruit, producing results in his stewardship, I will be his personal physician.
Hallelujah.
I'll take care of him.
Yes.
I will take care of him. He's taking care of too many people in this church. You'll be added to the list today.
Amen.
I said, God is taking care of many people in this church who don't know anything about drug or medication again. And they used to be victims before. He changed their story.
Yes, sir.
Change their story. In the name of Jesus, your story is finally changing too. Thank you, Jesus. So serving God is the key to your freedom and my freedom from the molestation of generational causes, diabolical causes, occult forces. Now I decree your freedom in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. When you are blessed of God, you become a risk among men. A risk among evil men. Because God will curse whosoever curses you. And when God curses a man, it's permanent. It's permanent. It's permanent. It's permanent. He said, I will bless them that bless thee. And him that curses you, I will curse. Today is also a special anointing service day. It's not a coincidence. It's a divine arrangement. What is in the anointing oil? Say with me, the Spirit of the Lord. That makes an overcomer. The Spirit of the Lord that engenders supernatural breakthroughs. The Spirit of the Lord that destroys yokes. The Spirit of the Lord that empowers men to serve and makes serving God a delight is in the oil. Now, listen to this. God introduced this mystery in Exodus chapter 30 and verse 25. To 31. Okay, call in the apothecaries and call in the chemists. Let them put this together. Let them make an olive oil out of this. And thou shalt anoint the vessels and everything. And he said in verse 31, it shall be an holy anointing oil unto me throughout your generation. So it is ordained a transgenerational mystery. The import is from generation to generation. The impact from generation to generation. Now, he said, and I shall anoint Aaron and his sons that they may minister to me in the priest's office. So it empowers us to stand in the place of stewardship. It empowers us to serve God and his kingdom. So as you are anointed today, I see God changing your level of stewardship. In Isaiah 42, and verse 1, he said, behold my servant, whom I uphold, my elect, in whom my soul delighted. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the Gentiles. He will deliver his mandate. Now verse 4, by that spirit, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he delivers his mandate.
Amen.
So the anointing empowers us not to fail nor falter in our stewardship. It keeps us going above all levels of discouragement. Therefore, by the anointing today, I decree you remain tireless in your stewardship.
Yeah.
Become tireless in your stewardship.
Yeah.
Serving God will become like eating food to you from now.
Yeah.
Kingdom advancement endeavors will be such delightsome and refreshing to you.
Amen.
No mockery of anyone will stop you from serving God.
Amen.
So as the oil comes on you, it shall be to you the oil of servanthood.
Amen.
And let me say this. All generational leaders are born from the labor room of servanthood. All generation, all the people teaching leadership around, they are just having a career. It is servanthood that engenders generational leadership. You know what Jesus said? I'm in your midst as one that serves. And of the increase of his kingdom, of his government and of peace, there shall be no end. Transgenerational leadership. He's in heaven now, not sleeping. He's still interceding for us.
Yes.
Hebrews 4:15. He's taught with our infirmity and is interceding for us. Interceding for us. Serving our interest. A leader is not one who generates instruction. He's the one who demonstrates how the instruction applies. By showing others how to do it. Now, receive that anointing of servanthood on your life today.
Yeah.
Expect it. Now, expect the release of the spirit of obedience on your life. Because that is the gateway to your noiseless realm of breakthroughs. May every instruction of scriptures suit you. May you willingly subscribe to every instruction of scripture. That's the way to it. It's interesting to know that we are anointed primarily to serve. So, we are never going to be any more anointed than we are disposed to serve. Serving God and the interest of his kingdom is what the anointing is ordained for. He has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor. The opening of eyesight to the blind. To bind the brokenhearted. To proclaim liberty to them that are bound. Anointed to. You are empowered to serve. You are not empowered to sit. So the more disposed we are to serving God, the more empowered we become in the process. And that is where your dominion lies. I give to you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, and over all the powers of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. May your cost of service continue to be enlarged. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. How do we apply the oil? By anointing our forehead. Ezekiel chapter 9 and verse 6. It says, thou shalt utterly destroy both young and old, little children, maids. But upon whom you shall not come near any man upon whom is the mark. As this oil comes on your head, evil will not come near you again. As you go from one kingdom to another, from one people to another people, it will not allow anybody to do you wrong. It will reprove kings for your sake, saying, touch no man, anointing and do my prophets no harm. That shall be your portion from now. You are anointed to be exempted from the evils of the day. So by this anointing, no evil comes near you again. Number two way to apply this mystery is by taking a shot of the oil. Amen. It may look crude, but I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Only fools doubt proofs. Jesus delivered this to me. clear. The effect is universal. It's everywhere. As we take a shot of this oil in line with Matthew 3, 11 and 12, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but there's one coming after me, whose shoes I'm not worthy to bear, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand. He will thoroughly purge his floor. And we are the temples of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
he will gather the grains in the garner. He will preserve the organs of your body that may have been corrupted. He will gather the chaff and burn them with his unquenchable fire. As you take a shot, the Holy Ghost goes inside with a fan and a fire. Vacuum cleaning his temple. Preserving the organs of your system.
Yes, sir.
And burning the chaff with unquenchable fire.
Man.
Can I hear your loudest amen?
Man.
A little girl died in school. They were having PTA and then there was a cry. And they rushed in there. They quickly put a spoon there. The spoon broke into two. But this daughter of Zion was our class teacher. Quickly went to her bag and took the oil and succeeded in getting the oil through to the mouth. Life jacked back.
Hallelujah.
Life jacked back. When she was pouring the oil all over her, they were saying, enough, enough. He said, no. This is what we get her up. I reached out for the mouth, did all the things she could do, and got some bit of the oil inside. And the guy was speaking when she came out. That thing, mommy forced into my mouth. Was too hot. He said, I was somewhere seeing some strange people. He was gone. This recovered him. Recovered her. Now, as you take the shot of this oil, every dying organ, every dead one in your system bounces back to life.
Amen.
Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Lift up your right hand and give God thanks. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord the biggest clap offering, everybody. Now, if you are in this service and you are not born again yet, I'd like to pray with you. Tomorrow Monday makes it 49 years I met Jesus. 19th of February, 1969. 19 years of unending excitement. 19 years of surging energy. 19 years of undying passion. I tell you, it's sweet. If you are here, you want me to pray with you to be born again, please stand to your feet. Right now, stand to your feet. God bless you. Stand to your feet. And remain standing, please. Everyone that wants me to pray for him or her to be born again, to have your sins forgiven, to become a child of God, and live the overcomer's life, please stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Wherever you are, get up on your feet. I'll be praying for you right now. That right there where you are, please stand to your feet. Amen. Now, remain standing. There are also people here that need to rededicate their life to Jesus. Come back on key with God. Get reconnected. Get fully connected. And continue to enjoy the blessedness of new birth. Wherever you are, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, please stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. Stand to your feet and I'll pray with you. God bless you. Now, everybody standing both in the first and second call, please move to the nearest aisle to where you are. Some church officials are there to assist you in filling out your card. Just move. Move to that nearest aisle. Move there quickly. And then we pray. Now, bow your heads, every one of us. Standing, lift up your right hand to heaven. Lift up your right hand to heaven. And pray this prayer of faith after me from the depth of your heart. Say with me, Lord Jesus. Say it loud. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Forgive me all my sins. Wash me with your blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm now a child of God. I'm born again. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Amen. Keep your hands up as I pray. Father, I pray over these precious souls. Your grace has brought them in. Let the same grace preserve them. I cover every one of you with the precious blood of Jesus. Remain covered against all the arrows of the wicked. You will run this race to the end. You will make it on to eternity. You shall not be missing on the streets of gold. And now be empowered to live the overcomer's life. In the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Congratulations. 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 Thank you, Father. Please complete your forms and pass them on to those church officials around you who will be in touch with you. Remember, tomorrow we have Believers Foundation class. They are in about 710 locations across Lagos and Nottam. We'll reach out to you today to let you know which one is nearest to you, 6 to 7:30 p.m. You go for only 2 Mondays, and then you're empowered to live a victorious life. Don't miss that for anything. Shall we all rise, please? Shall we all rise? Rise like soldiers. The battle over your life is over finally. The net that has trapped you is today broken. Now you have finally escaped. I said you have escaped today. You have escaped today. One of my sons in the Lord, his business came down. I guess maybe some occult powers just came against him. His business came down and he had to leave Benin City to come and live with his mother in Lagos. What a journey. You should be looking after your mother. You now pack down to live with your mother so you can find food to eat. But he got into serving God, and I can tell you something. Distributing 1,000 flyers every day, trekking. Jesus saw him and rewarded him openly. Hallelujah. When he was sharing his testimony, he gives his tithe in 6 digits every week. Every week. Serving God pays the most. Serving God pays the best. Serving God pays the incomparable. Serving God pays the unmatchable. You better choose to serve God. You better choose to serve God. Israel was under generational curse for 400 years. When they turned in their heart to serve God, God turned to rescue them. Exodus chapter 7 verse 16, let them go that they may serve me. Exodus 8:1, let them go that they may serve me. Exodus 9:1, let them go that they may serve me. Exodus 10:3, let them go that they may serve me. Their release was on the basis of their readiness to serve God. Are you ready to serve God?
Yes, sir.
You are walking free out of every trace of curses on your life.
Amen.
Now hear what he said. Exodus 4:22-23. Go and tell Pharaoh, thus said the Lord, Israel is my son, even my firstborn. And let my son go that he may serve me. If you won't let him go, I will kill your son. Because I must free my son who is out to serve me. When you are out to serve God, God frees you by force. He frees you by what?
By force.
He frees you by force. Everything tied down around your life by the wicked is released today. Your tied down career is released today. Your tied down business is released today. Your tied down health is released today. Your tied down children are released today. Your tied down womb is released today. Your tied down marriage is released today. Let my son go. Because he's out to serve me. If you don't let him go, I will kill your son because I must free my son. Did he do it or not? When you are out for God, he will be out for you. The good news is no more hold of generational curses on your life. No more hold of occult forces on your life. No more hold of the curses of the wicked on your life. No more hold of diabolical curses on your life. You are out to serve God. It's the end of your captivity. You are out to serve God. That's the end of your captivity. This year will show that the net has been broken. This week, all those tied down virtues of your life, you see them openly released. Your miracle job will land this week. Your breakthrough in business will be this week. Somebody was under some torment. He'll get a job, maximum 6 months, he's out. He will lose it and be looking for another one for the next 1 year, 2 years. He will lose it again. There was a day of vengeance. We administered the oil, and that was it. That evil woman died. Now, the same day the woman died, his destiny opened up. The same day. Whatever needs to go down for your destiny to open up, by this oil of vengeance, they will go down. Now, lift up your bottles, open them up. You brought it in as olive oil, but after these prophetic prayers, it is turned to the holy anointing oil. Lift them up. Father, in the name of Jesus, turn the contents of this bottle into the holy anointing oil. As this oil comes on your head, every prophetic proclamation answers in your life. Your eyes shall see evil no more. The wickedness of the wicked against your life has come to an end. Every yoke of the wicked one around your life is destroyed today. It shall be the oil of breakthroughs on your life. It shall be the oil of servanthood on your life. In the name of Jesus. So shall it be. Thank you, Father. Take a little of that oil, please, on your forehead and begin to appropriate the prophetic word on your life. Whatever you have heard from the Lord today concerning this mystery, begin to call for it. It's the oil of selfless, tireless, fruitful service. By this anointing, serving God will be a delight in your life forever. Serving God will be a delight in your life forever. Serving God will be a delight in your life forever. Serving God will be a delight in your life forever. Your prayer altar will never go out of fire. It's the oil of breakthrough. The healing power of God is upon your life. It's the oil of favor. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. We are going to take a shot of the oil. You know, you brought this oil from your house. My job is to bless it. And then yours is to believe the blessing. And then return with testimonies. Yes, sir. Amen.
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 But let me tell you this. As you take this shot, every chaff planted in your body by the devil shall be consumed with unquenchable fire. In 1994, a lady was served this oil, and she excreted three evil things. One, a black snake. Two, a talisman wrapped with thread. And three, a seedling, like maize growing. And immediately the satanic odor on her life ceased. Whatever the devil has planted to devalue your person, as you take this shot, it ceases now. Whatever robs you of favor with God and with man, planted by the devil, it ceases now. Every dying or dead organs of your body bounces to fullness of life now. And so shall it be. All that believe in the efficacy of this mystery of the kingdom, take a shot of this oil and celebrate Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Cover those bottles and lift up your two hands to heaven as we close in this service. Lift up your two hands and celebrate God for the encounter of today. 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 It's a new dawn. It's a new day. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Celebrate Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's a new dawn. It's over forever with every curse of the wicked on your life. The net is broken. You have now escaped. Celebrate God and magnify Him. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. We are entered into the third week of Operation Take Your Territory for Christ 2018. Amen. Ensure you are on fire in this highly prophetic year. Ensure that you don't watch others do it. You may get bitter tomorrow when their results come. Ensure you are engaging in obedience to the commandment. One of our converts brought in 95 people today, hired 3 buses, paid by herself, brought in 95. She got saved last year. Can I tell you this? My team had 1,200 plus for the kingdom this week. This last week, sir. And from the records, 290 have appeared, registered here. Those who sit in so many other places may not be able to get here. We catch them on telephone. 290. Now, I'm only expected to bring 12. Why won't God be excited about me? How can anybody curse me? I'm under the blessing.
Yes, sir.
How can anybody curse me? I can't tell how many people are dead.
That's true.
Attempting to. Because that's precious in my sight.
Yes, sir.
You are honorable. Yes, Isaiah 43 verse 4. Yes, therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy ransom. Yes, serving God will level out your enemies.
Man.
You don't need to know them. You don't need to know them. You don't need. Now, if I, you claim to be your father, is on the street by the gutter side, you are around the gutter somewhere this week, and over 200 gave their life to Christ. Over 200 by the gutter. I said, my son, are you sure? He said, yes, these are their names. You better move. That is where the secret of my little life is. God just loves me, man. I'm just safe in his hand. I'm just doing what he tells me to do. I don't need to know them. People come here and say, please forgive us. I say, what did you do? You can't tell. They think maybe I'll be angry if they tell me. No, I don't mind you. You are doing your job, I'm doing my job. Praise God. Now, can I tell you this? You mustn't come here empty next week. Otherwise, help me here. Carry this chair. Just move this chair forward. Now, as you are moving the air forward, go there. Amen. As you are moving the air forward, where are you going?
Forward.
Where are you going?
Forward.
Where are you going?
Forward.
You can't be advancing the kingdom and God not advancing you.
Oh, yeah.
As you keep moving the air, it's moving you forward. You can't change level sitting down. You change level pushing the ark. It's the ark of revival. You change position pushing the ark. I've been pushing that now 42 years running. Don't blame God for advancing me. He won't stop advancing you if you won't stop advancing his kingdom. God won't stop advancing you. Stop wearing coat and tie and think that that is ministry. God won't stop advancing you if you won't stop advancing his kingdom. That's where your job is. Now, can I tell you this? There is nobody here who will end at the same spot this year.
Amen!
Thank you, Jesus. I have shown you an example. I'm free. God can't charge me nothing for your sake. I've shown you by example is my life. And you have seen the impact. There is no way history will forget this short man in a hurry. There is no way. I don't have to pray for it. I just keep pushing. I just keep pushing. I'm enjoying pushing. It's doing me good. I'm enjoying it. I'm living a super healthy life. It's doing me good. As the Lord liveth, the end has come to all issues of stagnation in your life. Lift up those two hands. The weak is declared your weak. As you keep engaging the altar of prayer in advancing his kingdom, it will keep advancing your life. As you keep reaching out to all the lost in your territory, it will keep advancing your life. When God advances you, nobody can set you back. Now, in the name of Jesus, no more setback in your life. Anyone that may be sick, the anointing of today has finalized your healing. Anyone oppressed of the devil, the battle is over. So, take this oil home and anoint your home. It becomes a no-go area for the devil. Nobody will gather to weep in your house. No robber will step into that place again. Anoint your business places, your business items. Everything not selling will start going. Anoint your offices. Misfortune will leave you alone. So shall it be. Lift up those two hands together. Let's share the goodness of the Lord and fellowship.